BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here is Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily, including a phone line which Chris has kindly set up so I can speak to some of my critics about Strictly. Everyone's a pundit. Ariana Grande comes up with the best comment ever at the Teen Awards, which leads us on to a bit of an admission from Chris and a very excellent Real or No Real with Alice Levine. So many people need to bumble out today quite soon. I think it's that realisation that summer just isn't on anymore.
Do you get the impression it's kind of like a beefy Wednesday today? There seems to be a lot of, not anger, but just beef.
There's something in the air, isn't there? I don't know why, I just feel like I've got a problem with everything today.
Yeah, you're particularly grouchy.
Yeah.
Crabby, for want of a better word.
Crabby! Ha ha! Sarah says, I'm so glad it's Bumbleo Wednesday. First time I'll hear it live as No College today, yes. Mills, seriously, good do with the chance to Bumbleo my knot off today. Bring back that summer feeling, you see? It's just a bit grey, a bit miserable, and it'll lift you up, I'm telling you, because you'll realise... It's the realisation that you are halfway through the week and you've got two more days to go to the weekend. Something else that will really cheer you up is the innuendo bingo from yesterday. You know, Jack Whitehall texted me last night and said he had so much fun on the show yesterday.
Did he? Good.
He really enjoyed it. Bad Education, it was the last one last night on BBC Three. It's on iPlayer right now. Last one ever. And we played bingo with Jack. He was wearing an interesting outfit. And some tracksuit bottoms off of when you were 12. The ones with a blue stripe, you know what I mean? Nice outfit, but he got really wet.
It was a really funny one, really good clips yesterday.
Well, he kind of gave as good as he got, which I liked.
Okay, now over to ITV for Ray Mears Wilderness Walks.
Mm-hmm. Now, Ray has been on TV for a long time, and I was concerned that he might be kind of losing his touch with age, but as you can hear, Ray's as sharp as ever, even in the rain.
It's always a good feeling if you get it up just in time.
Jack, your spraying is different to everyone else's that we've had on this competition, and it's brilliant.
It's like a water gun.
It's really good.
A short, direct hit to the face.
It's just short, like a water pistol straight to the face.
It's a bit like Smell My Flowers.
Yeah, yes it is, off of Clowns. Ray Mears, they're struggling with a canopy.
It's always a good feeling if you get it up just in time.
Thank you, Laura, who emailed that in... last night.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
I'm trying to think, I've seen a film with this music in. What is it?
I know what you mean, it's that slap bass, isn't it?
What film is it? I remember what happens in it.
I mean, it sounds like some kind of movie.
Yeah, it's in a film that I've seen. Definitely I've seen.
Anyway.
I'll let you know if it comes to me.
I think it is the slap bass in it, though.
Slap of the bass.
Slap of the bass.
Kendrick Lamar, Everyone's saying that it's Anchorman, the film that I'm thinking of, with the slap and the bass.
Or one of the Ocean's ones.
Ocean's 12 or 13. No, it's not that. Like, someone borrowed some sugar or something. I can't remember what happened. Or maybe they were in a gym or something to start.
Was it quite a low budget?
Yeah, it was quite a low... I think it was... it wasn't like a blockbuster. It was quite a low budget one.
Right.
So it's not one of those.
Right.
If I think about it.
Okay, good.
Calvin Harris and John Newman and Blame. After 1:30.
Right, so you know this phone line that I opened up on Fern's show?
Yeah, I didn't know this was going to happen, but yeah.
Well, everyone has an opinion, and everyone has advice for you when you're dancing, you know, on Strictly.
Everybody, yeah.
And so many people will come up to me if I'm in the pub and say, oh, love the show.
Tell him to do this.
Tell Scott he needs to smile some more. Which is great, but I always forget to pass on the advice. So I thought, well, let's cut out the middle, man. I'll just connect them straight through to you.
Right, so people have been calling in. We're going to take some calls with some advice. I'm sure it would be really helpful from people who've got, you know, something to say and think things I could do better.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Everyone seems a little bit mardy today.
Yeah. Bit of Bumbleo won't go amiss as well very soon. And in a minute, we're going to take all your advice on board that you've been giving me about the dancings. Thanks for opening this phone line without me knowing today. It's very kind of you.
I think it's a good idea. It just cuts out the middleman.
Yeah.
And then you've got advice ahead of your performance on Strictly Come Dancing. And you do need to improve.
Yeah, oh, God, yeah. I mean, and so many people have got great advice. I mean, I'm hearing it all the time, just people emailing, texting.
You should make notes, actually.
Tweeting. I have already made some notes about how I can improve, because now everyone's a virtual dancer.
Everyone's a pundit.
Yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So you've set up a kind of premium service for people today to get in touch.
Absolutely. So, you know, so many people come up to me wanting me to pass on advice to you for your dancing on Strictly Come Dancing.
Everyone's got advice, you know, which is nice. So how to do better, how to improve.
Exactly. So I just thought we can cut out the middleman. I think it's a fantastic service I'm offering right here and put them straight through to you with their advice.
So let's see what people say. Let's take some calls and see how I can get better. Radio 1.
Hello, yeah, we're calling for the advice for Scott Mills. It's Martin Hunter from Northampton.
Yes?
We thought we'd give him a bit of advice, basically. All he's got to do, he's got to win.
A little bit of dancing, a bit of foot movement, and I think he'll be there.
Yeah, improve the dancing and the foot movement.
Pretty much, yeah. He just needs to win, doesn't he?
Yeah.
All right,
yeah,
awesome. Thank you.
No problem, thank you.
Okay, thanks for the advice. Hello, caller, Radio 1.
Hello, Scott.
Hello.
Need more fake tan.
More fake tan?
More fake tan.
Yeah, you're not dark enough.
All right, so that's your advice.
Also, also, you need a win, because I have 20 quid on you.
All right, so more fake tan and need to win.
Yeah.
Good advice. Cheers, thanks a lot. It really helps.
Bye.
Love you, bye. Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, who am I speaking to?
Scott Mills. Hi, who's that?
Hi, Mills, it's Tonksy.
Yes, Tonksy, what can I say?
I am saying you need to keep your chin up, smile more, point your toes and dance better than you have been, mate.
Right, thanks very much for that amazing advice there.
True.
But other than that, I'm loving you, mate.
All
You've been brilliant.
Yeah, keep voting.
Cheers,
love
bye.
You, bye. Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, it's Jim from Southend here. I'm just giving Scott a tip for if you put talcum powder in your socks, it won't make you have sweaty feet when you're on your feet all day.
Okay, I'll pass that on to Scott.
It won't help with the dancing, though.
Chris. Oh, Chris, you're a ledge.
Cheers,
you're a
mate.
Ledge. I love you, man. I think you're wicked.
Yeah, what do you think of Mills?
Yeah, it's for Mills. Putting talc in your socks. Say if you do it the night before, then it should settle into your socks and then you won't have sweaty feet.
Yeah, right. That's brilliant. We'll pass that on to him.
Super. Thank
okay.
you.
Love you,
cheers,
bye.
Cheers, mate.
Radio 1.
Hi.
Yes.
Okay, I think you need to get the audience involved a bit more.
How?
I think you just need to entice them a bit more. Look at the camera. Forget your partner. I think you need to really, really get the audience involved.
All right.
Training.
Involve the audience more. That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
What would you like? Some kind of Mexican wave?
You can do, or just get someone else involved. Bring someone else up.
Bring someone else onto the Strictly floor.
Yeah, it's not all about your partner.
No, good point. Right. And that will win it for Mills, you reckon?
Yeah, 100%.
I love this advice. This is the kind of thing I get all the time. Thanks very much for your help.
That's all right.
Really helpful there. Bye. Yes, hello?
Hello there.
Hello there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who is this, please?
What?
Who is this, please?
Radio 1.
I'm calling up to give the advice.
Sure.
You want to hear the advice?
Yes, please.
Okay. To do the smile place and to do the 1-2-1-2 step and keep in time in the head, counting, and then do the practice.
Do the practice.
Right, so I need to practice. Thanks for that.
Yes.
Yes. Anything else?
Yes. Keep the 1-2-1-2 rhythm.
What's the 1-2-1-2 rhythm, please?
That's what it is. I have to go now.
What is that, then? Okay, bye.
Everyone's a pundit. Bye.
Do we really want to take some more of these?
I think this is a fantastic service.
All right,
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Some really good stuff coming in here, like this from Tonksy.
I am saying you need to keep your chin up, smile more, point your toes and dance better than you have been, mate.
Yep.
Easy as that.
That's what this line's for. Easy as that. Should we take some more?
Yeah, go on in.
Sure. Okay, let's see what other advice people have got for me right now. Let's go to the phones. Radio 1.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. I've got two bits of advice, Scott.
Oh, I can't wait. Go on.
The first one is, I think next time you'd like, if you did like a waltz or something, I think maybe you could dance to the theme tune of 24 Years at the Tap End, maybe.
Oh, I think that's actually a perfect waltz.
It's a very good idea.
And then just hip thrust whenever possible.
In a waltz?
Yeah, well, need talking to the judges maybe as well. I think they might like it.
I hip thrust while I'm talking to the judges and getting their scores and comments.
Maybe just in the dancing then, just in the waltz.
Well, you don't hip thrust in a waltz though, do you?
In a tango?
Not really.
Dive?
You don't know what you're on about, do you?
No.
You've called up to give me advice.
It was just the 24 years that it's happened one, really.
It's happening to me a lot. All right, well, I'll take that on board, because that's a fair comment.
Okay, good.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Yes, Radio 1?
Hello, I think you don't need to change anything, because you're doing perfect.
Oh, my God, I love you. What's your name?
Brogan.
Okay, apart from not dancing that well, but...
But no advice, that's what you're saying.
Yeah.
At least I'm not in the bottom. So far.
Yeah.
Thanks for your advice.
That's okay. Bye.
Bye, 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 bye. Radio 1.
Hello.
Hello there.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, all right. How are you?
Not so bad. My advice today is possibly shimmying of the chest.
Shimmying of the chest?
Yes.
I tried that on Crab Week.
I think it worked. It definitely worked.
Okay, so shimmy more.
Yes, definitely.
Constructive. Thank you.
Cheers.
Yes?
Hiya, I just think that you should stop getting advice from people because you're an absolute legend. Whatever you're doing is working.
It seems to be at the moment. I don't really know what I'm doing. That's the problem.
Yeah, I just think you've got such a brilliant attitude and you bring amazing comedy to the show, and I think it's brilliant.
Comedy?
Amazing comedy.
Yeah.
He's not setting out to do that, you know?
No. But it seems to have gone that way, which is fine by me.
Yeah, brilliant.
Love you, bye.
Love you too, bye.
Radio 1.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Scott. I think your dancing is really good, mate, but when you're moving around, I think your feet turn in a little bit.
Yeah, they do.
So maybe, like, just turn them out a little bit, or, like, maybe make a conscious effort to turn them out, and it'll bring it up to... You'll get your tens every week then, mate.
Is it tens?
Yeah.
Just turn your feet out.
Just turn them out. Yeah, easy, yeah.
Well, how hard can it be?
Every time.
Yeah.
Yeah, forget the dancing, mate. You've got that cracked. Just turn your feet out a bit.
Awesome. All right, thanks for your help.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. Radio 1.
Hi, Scott.
Hiya.
How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Yeah, really good, thank you. I just want to say, first and foremost, I think you're doing really well on Strictly.
Thanks, my love.
However, the only advice I'd say is you sometimes have somewhat of a heavy foot.
Right. Are you a dancer?
I dabble. I wouldn't say I'm a professional by any means, but I'm a big fan of the show, so
okay.
It somewhat qualifies me, I think.
You do dance, though, yeah?
I'm just going to say no, I'll be honest. No.
All right, let's see.
Armchair
fan.
No, but what you're saying is fair, Scott. You need to make your feet less heavy.
Yeah, all right. I'll do that then. All right? All right. Cheers. Yeah, that's fair enough.
Cheers, Scott.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
I am actually writing all this down. It's really constructive.
Heavy feet.
Yeah, heavy feet. I'm not sure if this is working, though, entirely. Do you want one more?
Yes.
I don't think this is going to help me. Okay. Hello?
Hello.
All right?
I'm very well. How are you, mate?
Good. What are you saying?
I'm saying you just need to chill out a little bit, mate.
Right.
You're a bit cardboardy.
Right, chill out a bit.
Let yourself go and relax. Yeah, I think so.
Oh, okay, yeah.
How could he do that, do you reckon?
Don't know, just take more water with it. Chill out.
Okay, so drink more water and just chill out.
Yeah.
And then guaranteed tens.
Guaranteed tens all day long.
Yeah. It's not stressful, so I'll just do that.
Chill out a bit more, Scott.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, all right,
absolutely.
Cool. Yeah, all right, nice advice. Cheers.
No problem.
Thanks, mate.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers. I think we all need a lift today because midway through the week, and sometimes you can have a little bit of a dip, you know what I mean? A bit of a lull. Especially after lunchtime on Wednesday, it's like, meh.
I'm really feeling the dip today.
Yeah. So.
Keen
and ready.
Why?
I don't know.
Come on, Mills.
Yes! That's what we need. Let me do how you're doing it today. Oh, it feels so much better, doesn't it?
I feel safe. Oh. I know it's a weird way to describe it, but on the way to the weekend.
It feels so good now.
It's like an island, it's good.
Joe's on his tractor in Somerset.
bumbling his swede off. Hauling maize.
I can't stop vibrating, says Robbo in Reading. The original Gaz and Kent already bumbling his nut off.
Standard. Big up.
Who else? Who else? Phil in St. Albans. Come on.
Come on.
Come on. Come on.
Come on.
Who's on the Twitters? Zane and Jane and Catherine.
Happy birthday to Bobby. Bumbleo birthday right there.
Brilliant. I've been waiting for this all day, says Jim. Jarvis in Bradford, bumbleoing naked at work. Lawrence bumbleoing his moobs off in the middle of his office in London. Lauren has got it up particularly loud so all of her neighbours can hear the bumbleo. Tina's in the kitchen. Bumbleo!
Come on.
Come on. Just so nice when this drops on a Wednesday afternoon, you know?
Clappy bit. 40 of those. Ridiculous one today. We are literally getting hundreds of texts.
Adam in Liverpool, Sam in Sheffield, Luke in Somerset. This is the first Bumbleo Wednesday at work for ages. It says Al Adam in the office. He's been travelling. Yeah. Tom in Warrington.
We're at the end already.
Can't believe it.
Oh, I see.
Amazing. Oh, that was lush.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
So this Fuse ODG thing has escalated. We're in the live lounge with him tomorrow.
Yes. But now management's involved in that kind of thing, so they're trying to thrash out the details.
Yeah, apparently, if you want to be in the live lounge, it's not just as simple as sending a tweet to the actual artist. More people have to, like, get involved. Which is annoying, really, because it just gets in the way. But it's happening, and tomorrow, we are in the live lounge with Fuse ODG. Incredible.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
One of my favourite things from the Teen Awards on Sunday that we need to talk about was just before we interviewed Ariana Grande.
I loved her.
She was amazing. She was really good fun, actually, wasn't she?
I know exactly what you're going to say.
Yes. Now, do you remember the bit slightly before? And Ariana just turned up, stood next to us, said hello to us both.
And we sat on a sofa with her, yeah. About ready to do the interview.
But just before she sat down on the sofa, people were getting stuff ready, moving stuff around, getting mics ready, that kind of thing. Anyway, this guy walks around the corner. So he's about 10 metres away.
Not even that.
Looked at Ariana and then said, "All right, Ariana, nice to see you." And it became very quickly apparent there's going to be one of two things here. Either he really does know her and, you know, they're catching up after, you know, a while being apart, or she doesn't know him. He thinks she knows him.
Yeah.
But she doesn't know him.
Yeah. So she says to him when he goes, "All right, Ariana," from across the room, she says...
Well, she gave the best answer ever. And I'm still slightly confused. "I can't even see you." Right? Now, I don't think... In fact, I know this wasn't her being a diva.
No, she was being really nice.
I think she just didn't have her contact lenses in or something.
Yeah, she said, like, she can't really see without contacts. But what a brilliant thing to say.
It just struck me. It's like what are you meant to say back to something like that? I stood there kind of going, this is brilliant.
Because it does...
"I can't even see you.
It does shut it down immediately. Because often, like, I'll have people here and they'll be like, "All right, mate." And I'll be like, in your head, you're like, "I've no idea who that person is." But you play along with it. I'll be like, "Yeah, you're right. Like, I don't know who it is." But she's like, "I can't even see you."
I don't even think it's just a famous thing. Like, people will come up to you and it's just that awkward thing. You know you've seen them before somewhere. I think this is the perfect way to deal with that situation now. Because judging by Ariana and this guy's reaction, he just walked away.
He didn't know he was...
"I can't even see you."
Absolutely tail between his legs, crushed.
Happy birthday.
And many more.
Ridiculous. If anyone understands why that's just happened. To be fair, there's been a few texts from people saying, "Don't forget the many more bit on the end."
It's after we discovered that some people actually, after singing happy birthday to you, do actually go, And many more. On the end. Why would you do that? In America, they do it. Katy Perry, birthday. That, because she's American, that should have and many more on it. It doesn't. Mm. So we just added it. Okay, so what have you got now?
Well, you know, like shutting down these awkward conversations you have with people just reminded me of something.
I've got several tweets now from people going, Scott, I can't even see you.
I can't even see you.
It's the ultimate, like, sorry, mate, I don't know who you are. I mean, I don't think she was doing it on purpose, Ariana Grande. I genuinely don't think she could see him, but it's a brilliant comeback. Mm. All right, Ariana, I can't even see you.
Well, the thing is, I've got something kind of similar in my own life, and I'm worried that this is going to make things, like, here at Radio 1 very difficult for me.
Are you sure you want to share this?
I'm not particularly. In fact, I'm just thinking, Gary, who works on the show, if you go and turn speakers off in the office... Very quickly.
Oh, because they sometimes play Radio quickly. 1 in the Radio 1 office, don't they?
Yeah, sometimes.
Not always.
Anyway, you know...
Imagine my surprise when the canteen was playing magic one day.
Anyway, listen,
hang on, wait, because he's going to turn the speakers down.
All right.
Is this potentially career-limiting?
It's one of those things which seems fine to say on the radio, but then when I step out into the office, it's going to be really awkward.
Okay, right, I think
he... There's about people here. Okay.
They must be turned down by him.
So, basically, in this BBC building, we're on the 8th floor. We're right at the top. So, obviously, when we turn up at work, we get a lift from the 1st floor right up to the 8th floor. And loads of people use these lifts. So, generally, when I arrive at, you know, this BBC building in the morning, I'll get to the lift bit and there'll be someone from Radio 1 stood there. And maybe sometimes more than one. We're waiting for the lift.
Yeah.
So then we always have to get into the lift together. Now, I've mastered this technique of pretending that I haven't seen them until I get to the 7th floor and then start the conversation from the 7th floor up to the 8th floor. Mm. So you're only talking for 10, 15 seconds because I worry I haven't got enough talking points with some people. So I'm not sure what...
You really don't need to be saying this. What, so you will... You'll ignore them, but you've seen them, but you'll ignore them and pretend you haven't seen them to the 7th floor, and then you only have to talk to them between 7 and 8.
I'm saying this. Yeah, right. So then I'll get to the 7th floor and I'll be like, hang on. Hello.
Oh, hi, didn't see you there.
All right.
Is that what you do?
Didn't see you.
Maybe I do that too.
But because by the time I've got to the 7th floor, generally the lift is quite empty. So there is only you and said person in the lift going to Radio 1. So, you know, you can't ignore that. You can't suddenly go, you know, at that point, to be real, you've got to pretend that you've seen them. I don't know why I'm saying this right now. This is a horrendous idea.
All the speakers turned down in the office. Okay, cool.
But I'm sure there must be other people out there who do a similar thing, have perfected the art of ignoring people in lifts.
Oh, and, hi. I didn't see you there. Hi, you're right. Yeah, but, you did see them.
But I'm sure I'm not the only one, and I'm sure I was in a situation in the lift here in this BBC building where someone did it to me recently.
Oh, all the time. It's like me pretending to be on my phone. I still do that. There's no one on it.
Are you one of those people, because this is another side to it, do you ever pre-prepare things to talk about in these situations?
Sometimes, yes.
So you've thought about it before and then you go in, you know you've got a little talking point.
Generally, I will go into the lift with talking points, yeah. Just so. Doesn't everyone do that?
Oh, dear.
Oh. Pharrell's Gust of Wind on Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1.
Oh, yeah, you're not on your own. Loads of people are doing this.
Mm.
It's called recognoring. So what you do, you recognise someone, ignore them, and then start the conversation when you're ready. Also, how ignorant and arrogant to think that you... Like, they might also be waiting to the 7th floor to speak to you.
Oh, no, I'm almost certain that's happened with at least one person that I work with here, that they ignore me up until the 7th floor and then start the conversation.
They recognise you as well, but also ignore it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Alice Levine.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. I enjoy when you call me on a Saturday on your show.
Yeah.
We have a little chat, don't we?
Yeah, I like it when you say the phrase that pays.
I said it this week.
So happy that you said it.
So Alice challenged me on her weekend afternoon show to get in the phrase, popular with Bruce Forsyth back in the day on Strictly, you're my favourite. And I did it. Here it is.
Hello, Craig.
My favourite, by the way. I wish I could return that, darling.
And I said it to Craig.
That is perfect. To be fair, I did say to you, this is like your third strike and you will be out if you don't do it, because you didn't do it for 2 weeks running.
Yeah.
And I think I put the fear into you because I said we'd support Judy if you didn't do it this week.
I think, to be honest, that's why I slightly messed up my dance.
Oh,
Okay, so let's play Real or No Real with Alice Levine. A selection of facts, real or no real. You decide.
Each employee at Ben and Jerry's gets to take home 3 pints of ice cream per day.
That's quite a lot, isn't it? 3 pints.
A day. A day.
That's an incredible perk of the job.
I wouldn't want that every day, though.
How are you transporting that? Are they just giving it you in liquid form, in pint bottles, and then you're freezing it at home?
You would never be able to eat all that.
I have a friend that works at a well-known large conglomerate.
What's that? What does that mean?
Like a big company.
Did you know what a conglomerate was?
Conglomerate, yes.
I've literally never heard this word
before. He went to university, please.
Word of the day, toilet paper. Yeah, and when they go for lunch, they can have as much ice cream of their brand as they want, but, like, in the canteen.
Right, so is this true about Ben and Jerry's?
Wouldn't they just say you can have a pot and take that home? I'm saying no real.
I imagine it's optional. I don't think it's, like...
obligatory.
Yeah, obligatory to take all 3 pints home, otherwise you're fired.
Sally, you've only taken 2. You know what to do.
We've called you a cab. Get out. Real or no real?
No real.
No real.
That one is real.
What?
This is incredible. I'm just reading about it here. So it's part of their benefits package.
You get health club membership as well to work it off, I guess.
You need
it. Huge.
Well, that's another place I can't work because I'd be massively obese. And next on Real or No Real.
In rehearsals for last week's Strictly Come Dancing, one of Pixie Lott's hair curlers broke free of her locks mid-dance and struck the lighting director on the forehead.
Wow. So when everyone rehearses then, they will do it with rollers in their hair, various states of dress.
Yep, some people wear dressing gowns.
Really?
Yeah, tracksuits.
Do you wear the same thing when you rehearse?
I generally like to rehearse in the outfit that I'm going to be wearing on the night, because then you know what it feels like and whether you can dance in it.
Let's choose Crabgate as an example. So when you're rehearsing, would you have been in full honey glazed ham face for the rehearsal?
Yes, they had to time how long it would take them to put it on and take it off again.
Have you and your partner seen each other naked yet?
Yes.
You haven't.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. You see everyone naked at Strictly. Everyone's walking around all the time because they've got to get changed so much and so often.
So they stay naked in between?
No, I've seen a lot of people in either pants or less.
You've seen Joanne in less?
Not less.
So you've seen Judy Murray
in
just her underwear?
Yep.
Wow.
Oh.
Who do you want to ask who he's seen, Alice?
Yeah, I was just trying to think. So is that true for the judges as well?
No. Right. No, they're far away. I've not seen Len Goodman in pants.
Because back in the day, did loads of people just see Brucey in a thong? Oh, no.
Who else do you want to know I've seen? Tom Evans, seen that?
Seen that.
Mark Wright, seen that.
Did you see Tim Wannacott before he left?
Yep, Greg Wallace, seen that. So real or no real, Pixie Lott's hair curler falls off and flies into someone's face.
I think it's probably quite easy for something to fly out, whether it's a hair curler or not. Obviously, I don't know, but I would say this is probably real.
I'm going to go no real.
That one is no real.
Yes. Although when we did Under the Sea, one of my dancer Joanne's shells that were in her hair did fall off and hit me in the face.
That could do you some damage, Scott Mills.
It's just it's what you've got to do, do you know what I mean?
It's part of the game.
It's part of the game.
It's the price you pay.
It certainly is. And next.
On the set of Titanic, Leonardo DiCaprio's pet lizard was run over by a truck, but Leo was able to nurse him back to health.
What?
Sorry, let's start from the beginning. What?
This is such a weird one to make up, if no real.
I'm not keen on people that bring pets to work.
It's a great quote.
That's what you took from that. Brilliant.
Who was it that brought their dog to the Teen Awards on Sunday?
Did Grimmy
bring his?
No, that was Ashley and Pudsey. It was...
I do apologise.
That wasn't a member of staff, Scott. That was a performer. That was an artist.
Oh, was that Pudsey?
Yes.
I thought it was just some media person that brought their dog to work.
No.
He was a performing guest.
I'm so sorry.
But Leonardo DiCaprio bought a lizard.
I think I'm saying real. Although, would he nurse it back to health? I'm sure he'd have some kind of vet come in onto set and nurse it back to health.
Chris?
And also, that would have been someone's job on set to look after the lizard.
You're so right. No real.
It's someone's job on Strictly to tell me to do up my flies.
You're so right. Real.
What do you mean?
Every time before you go on, there's a man going... It's probably not his only job, to be fair. But there is a man going, check your flies. Every time before you go on.
No, there's not.
There is. So, real or no real, Leonardo DiCaprio's lizard.
No real.
Change my mind, no real.
That one is real.
Oh, film
stop
stars.
Stop it.
And I'm just hearing in my ear now that that's 99.9% correct, if anyone wants to challenge us on that. But we understand that it is true, hopefully.
I love that real or no real has now become like real-ish or definitely not real, no.
If anyone knows otherwise, then text 81199 or tweet
we'd
at BBC01.
We'd like it to be real, yeah. So real.
One more.
When Bargain Hunt, Tim Wannacott, was at Radio 1 last week to play Strictly Come Bingo, he got the attention of the Scott Mills Show's producer by hitting him with a rolled-up newspaper.
No! Like, off of Grandad's.
Off of... on somebody's door.
Yeah.
In a rough neighbourhood.
Yeah.
He was a very friendly guy, and he didn't attack me at all.
But I can imagine him getting a rolled-up newspaper and going, you, boy, boy, you... just to get someone's attention.
Do you think he clicks as well in a restaurant and says garçon?
He's so nice, though.
He's very nice. He was really nice.
I don't know. That's so old school that even he can't think that that's acceptable in this day and age.
Do you know who we're talking about here?
Yeah, with the glasses.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
Round his neck on a piece of string.
Yeah.
Legend.
He's got quite a, like, sassy voice, hasn't he?
Bah.
But, like, a bit, like, trying to be sexy voice.
Do you think?
Like he's trying to be a bit sleazy voice.
No, he's
yeah,
not.
Yeah, he's trying a little bit.
He's he just is. An old school British gent.
Oh, sure. I think this is even too old school for him, so I think no real.
Hitting someone with a newspaper. Oh.
I'm fairly certain I saw this happen, so I'm going to go real.
That one is real.
No, I can't believe that.
Who did he do that to?
Was it one of the... was it you? It was Producer Will.
Oh, Producer Will.
Did he actually hit you with a rolled up newspaper?
What, right across the face?
I quite like that.
No.
On the across, on the upper arm.
Across the buttock.
Why?
I don't know. And at the end of that round of Real or No Real with Alice Levine.
Alice, you had a shocker. I got 20, but you got absolutely nothing.
Absolute mare again.
40 last week.
So I'll call you for a catch-up again on Saturday.
All right, then.
As I live to fight another day. Who'd have thought it?
Are you counting the days?
I'm grateful for every second. Thanks,
just,
Alice.
Just nice to get out of the house.
Thanks. Tomorrow at 1:45, listen and watch Strictly Come Bingo. It's Strictly, but innuendo bingo at the same time. Featuring Alison Hammond and her partner, Ali Ash. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.